Jay, so what's this big idea you got?
Man, so I was thinking about it, right? Two Mexicans talking about sports. I mean, you're already kind of dressed apart.
You're in my house.
Yeah.
So first of all, before we even talk about anything,
uh-huh.
we need to drink some tequila.
Oh.
We already poured it.
You got them poured. Let's get it.
But one thing, tequila for me is not shots. So we just, you know.
We sip on it?
We sip on it as okay. we talk. And then so we cheers.
Do I hold it like pinkies up or?
As long as it, you know, up to the slip and let it slip, doesn't matter.
All right. Cheers.
You good.
So, Adrian, I know you're a big boxing fan.
Yeah.
We got some pretty good fights coming up.
We do. We have three great fights coming up.
Well, but I'm
maybe not so great. We have three fights coming up. No,
the greatest fight. The greatest fight ever. This is about to be in history. Like, to me, since I've been watching boxing, which was yesterday, this is the greatest fight, bro. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. It's not the greatest fight to you? You don't seem excited right now.
This is a very unique exhibition fight. Listen, I love what Jake Paul has done as far as getting people talking about boxing.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's negative.
Yeah.
To me, this fight is in the negative side of boxing because...
But it's Mike Tyson, bro.
Mike Tyson, but... Dude. You know, Jake Paul's... going on social media talking about he wants to retire Mike Tyson. I'm like, he's already retired. What do you mean you're trying to retire?
Did you see the meme of like Punch Out? Remember the game Punch Out? The Mike Tyson Punch
Out?
Where it was the white guy and then there was Mike Tyson?
So they're saying Jake Paul's the white guy. Character. That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's going to be entertaining because Jake Paul does an amazing job of getting people engaged and Mike Tyson's going to do his part. Do I want to watch it? No. Will I catch the highlights? Probably.
So who wins the fight?
I mean, that's a tough question because like Jake Paul's actually shown some skills.
Dude, right? I think Jake Paul knocks him out in 30 seconds.
I don't see that happening, but
dude.
You know, I see Mike Tyson knocking Jake Paul out.
Jake Paul is like one of the greatest fighters
now. Jake Paul and Tyson knocking out Mike Tyson. If it was like all equal fair sides and they're fighting to fight, you know, there's always a lot of talk about people like taking the money to take that, you know, dive. I don't know. I see Jake Paul like he's a good boxer.
Yeah,
you know, Tyson is Tyson.
So is it fair to say that's my favorite boxer, Jake Paul?
For me?
No, for me.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's my favorite fighter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
First round knockout.
All right. That's your prediction. I got it going. I got it going the distance.
Okay.
To be honest, I have it going the distance, and I don't know who's going to win. I have it going the distance. I have it going the distance in the draw. That's my prediction.
So what's the bet? You want to bet on this?
Absolutely.
So what are we betting?
I don't know. I usually bet push-ups.
All right, let's do push-ups. How many push-ups?
50 push-ups, one set.
If Jake Paul wins, right?
Yeah.
And you got Mike Tyson.
I'll take the draw or Mike Tyson.
What do you mean the draw? No, you got to take one person.
I just said it's going to be a draw.
Okay, you
didn't
say that.
That's my prediction.
All right. 50 push-ups.
50 push-ups.
Done.
All right.
All right. Second fight.
Who you got?
Well, let's talk about Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney.
That's pretty interesting.
So have you been following Ryan Garcia on social media lately?
I have.
Like, there's a lot of controversy about, like, is he mentally...
going crazy.
You know, like, fit to fight.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on. Like, it's like, he's like, I'm out of... social media, I'm gonna go dark, and then
1 hour later
he's like posting something and then it's like, what is going dark? Like, I don't get this, but I don't know if he's just promoting the fight and having people talk about it or he's actually, you know, having mental issues. Like, I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, well, they're saying Tank just hit him pretty hard.
Well, of course he did.
Yeah, so
you know,
I don't know.
He's doing a great, another guy who knows how to create clicks and create people talk about stuff. You know, loves to be in that content creation world and knows how to get people to talk. But
if he's creating to like promote the fight, he's doing a great job, right?
He is.
Yeah,
he's doing a really good job. Who wins that fight? I don't know. That's a tough one. I think Lomachenko beat Haney.
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously they gave the decision to Haney, but I thought watching the fight number of times, I really thought Lomachenko should have been giving the victory there. And Haney's good. He's really good. Ryan obviously has that knockout power.
Yeah.
Is he a true
It's the hook, like, right, that he got?
Yeah, he's got a great hook. He's actually got a great right hand as well. Like, he's got power behind those arms. So, I don't know. Like, my heart says I want to root for Ryan Garcia, but I think Haney would win that fight.
So, 50 pushes for this one?
Sure.
Who do you got? Ryan Garcia.
Okay, I'll take Haney in the decision on that one. Let's do it.
Man, you're going to be doing 100 pushes, bro. Oh. I hope you're fit for that. Because I'm not.
All right, third fight. Okay. My favorite fight coming up. Canelo against Munguia.
Oh, come on. Cinco de Mayo, right?
Cuarto de Mayo.
Okay. Cuarto de Mayo.
May the fourth be with you. Yeah, exactly. Two buddies of mine. What? You know, two guys. Munguia's from Tijuana. Here goes the
name dropping. Look at him. Two buddies of mine.
Well, Munguia's from Tijuana.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Canelo. You know, and it's going to be such a good fight. I'm looking forward to it because Munguia is going to bring the action, right? Uh-huh. And everybody's always going to be looking at Canelo, like, when's that knockout punch coming?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a good fight.
That's so how do you feel? Fight. Do you feel comfortable saying in front of camera who you got? It's two of your buddies, bro.
It is two friends. I'm going to go with Canelo because of the size and the experience. And he's the bigger guy in the ring, and he can take a punch and he can give a punch.
Yeah,
I think Munguia is going to make it such an interesting fight because he's his output. Like, he's a guy that knocks people out by, you know, pressure and multiple punches, not just one punch, but he's punching you, and he keeps putting on that pressure. I just feel like Canelo's taking Golovkin's punches. Yeah. He's taking like everybody's punches, and you know he can take him. We know that. So I really feel that, you know. I gotta go with Canelo on this one.
Me too.
One.
I got Canelo. All
right.
I mean,
how do you root for this as a Mexican?
You root for a great fight.
Yeah, that's what you root for a great fight, like, dude. It's no running around the ring.
You bet on it then?
No, I'm not gonna bet on this one. I got Canelo.
So do I. Let's bet on it.
What's the bet? There's no bet.
Yeah. All right. Let's move away from boxing.
Okay.
Did you see? Do you watch golf at all?
Kind of. I know Tiger Woods. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching the highlights on how good Tiger Woods was. And Scottie Scheffler is the number one player in the world. He has been the number one player in the world for like a year or more now. And he's won back-to-back tournaments, back-to-back players' championships. Like, all the statistics are like, dude, this guy is by far the best player in the world today. Right? Yeah. And for him to match what Tiger Woods did as far as the amount of time being the number one player in the world, he's got to continue to do it for like 5 more years. And it's one of those things where it's like, wow, that's how good Tiger Woods was. Like, he was above and beyond everybody. And this was when everybody was in the PGA and there wasn't like a split between LIV and all this stuff. You had this incredible putt right here that we have on TV. This was to tie and go to a playoff against Scheffler and Wyndham Clark, and this ball went in the hole, and then came out the other side.
That's to win it.
That was to go to a playoff. That was to tie him and go to a playoff, and so Scheffler won because of that ball. But there was three people that had a shot at tying. All three missed their putts, and this was the last putt that literally went in the hole and out. And one of the things that was interesting. Yeah, let's take a look at it again here. Look at this. Uphill putt. He just gave it a little too much and boom. Oh. And you saw how it went on the left side and it came back around? During the telecast, they had his conversation with his caddy, which I thought was pretty insane. Is the caddy was like, I like your line. If you want to aim a little more right, I'm okay with that too.
And then do you think it goes in?
And then he goes, okay. But he didn't realign a little more right. He just stayed with that line and then missed by that much. If he would have listened to his caddy, which the caddy was good with it.
Yeah.
But he just suggested, like, if you want to aim a little more right, I'm okay with that as well. So, like, that's how precise that these guys were looking at those lines. That was pretty insane.
Jay,
so,
you think you could have made that putt, Jay?
Dude, I don't think I could have. There's no way I can make it because I don't play golf. But I know a guy that plays golf. His name's Adrian Gonzalez. Now, my question to you, would you have made that?
Absolutely. I think I could have made that putt.
You think so?
I think so.
I think you got to prove it, bro. Everybody's going to say you got to prove it.
All right. Well, how long was that putt? By the way, I'm not a good golf. I'm not a great putter. So I think I can make it if we replicate something similar.
You got a putting grass in your backyard, Adrian.
I do.
How are you not good?
And I practice quite a bit. So we'll figure out what the distance was and kind of like the line, and we'll see if we can.
So you're saying you're gonna prove it?
I'm gonna prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah, I'm gonna prove it.
Prove
it. We gotta first prove it.
Yeah.
All
right. Even though you got a putting. In your backyard.
Hey, if you ain't practicing, you ain't trying.
Hey, man. I think we just got to sit on the bench, bro. Let's sit on the bench together. Los Doyers. When you see these types of stuff, does it make you say, like, damn, I wish I was playing?
No, I'm good. I'm good with not playing anymore.
He said, I'm on the couch chilling. I got some tequila.
Missing some putts. At home.
Anything you're excited about?
The season, I mean, the Dodgers, I mean, jeez. You know, you got a tough division with the Padres always being, you know, been strong in the last few years. You have the Diamondbacks, who obviously went to the World Series last year, beat them in the playoffs. You know, the last two teams to knock out the Dodgers in the playoffs was the Padres and the Diamondbacks, yeah. Two teams in their own division. So that's...
Even say that they're the weakest link.
Exactly, yeah. You can't. And so, like, there's always a pop-up. You have the Giants, you know, trying to remain strong in the division. And then you have the Rockies, who I don't even know what the Rockies are
doing. Yeah.
But that is, it's a fun division. But, you know, the Dodgers, I mean, they went out and got Shohei. They went out and got Yamamoto. Tyler Glasnow, you know, Teoscar Hernandez, like they're loaded.
Yeah.
You know, and if they don't win, it's going to be a lot of question marks. So yeah. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to the season. They should win.
Yeah.
But, you know, baseball's baseball for a reason.
I read today Ohtani might hit the field, that he's starting to throw the ball. So does that mean that he could play a position, or he's just straight up DH?
No, he's DH all season. No, he's going to throw the ball so he can start making his recovery to pitching next year.
What about that clip? That's going around social media.
Which one?
That you recruited Ohtani.
Oh, yeah.
I did. That was a fun story.
Yeah.
So my brother set up. So at the time, my brother was the manager for the Mexican national team.
For
Mexico. And he set up a friendly international 3-game series, Mexican national team against Japan national team. And in Japan. Because he had just gotten done playing baseball in Japan. He knew the people out there and set this up. And he's like, hey, you know, you should come. When your season's over, it's in November, you should come. I was like, yeah, I'd love to go to Japan. Never been to Japan. You know, at the time, had never been to Japan. So, you know, me and my wife decided to go out there and watch him. And I told the Dodgers, because I was playing for the Dodgers at the time, I told Andrew, I was like, hey, Andrew, I'm going to go to Japan and watch this. He's like, oh, cool. He's like, you need to watch Shohei. Like, he already knew about Shohei back in the day.
And what year was this?
This was 2016. Like, one or 2 years before he posted to come play for the Angels.
Okay.
And he was, so Andrew's like, hey, I know it's not the right thing to do. We might get in trouble, but if we give you a bag full of Dodger stuff with some, so you can give to Shohei, would you do it? I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. I would too. Like, you know?
So I fly to Japan and I have this duffel bag full of like Dodger stuff. And
so
I go.
Did you look inside the bag though?
I did not look inside the bag.
Because there might have been millions already in that bag.
You know what? I should have looked inside that bag. You know? Yeah. I mean, if a dollar would have been missing, they would have been like, man, this Mexican.
So I used it for some tacos.
Right? So I go out there and you know, Shohei was a fan of mine at the time. Uh-huh. So he wanted to meet me as well, the same way I wanted to meet him. So we set up a conversation, you know, behind the batting cage, and I go out there and I say hi to him. I give him the bag. We take a picture, and then he sends over a signed jersey for me afterwards. So that's awesome. I have a signed jersey, a Shohei Ohtani Team Japan signed jersey that exchange.
Right now.
Like, it's in storage.
Prove it.
I'll prove it.
I got you.
I'll prove it. Well, I'll have to go to storage and get it out. But yeah, it's fun. It's a really, you know. So that started that conversation with coming to the Dodgers, and then obviously at the time he signed with the Angels, and then, you know, fast forward, you know, years later he's with the Dodgers, and then that clip came out on social media talking about how I started recruiting him before.
I saw that.
So that
I heard
was fun.
Dodgers got fined. Is that true?
They did.
They did.
They got fined. They lost international money. They lost draft picks. Like, wow. But they knew what they were getting into, yeah, right? Yeah, when when they asked me to do it, they knew they knew that that could be a possibility. So,
but it worked out.
It worked out.
It worked out.
It worked out.
Man, sometimes you gotta shoot your shot, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So my question is, because I've heard he really does know how to speak English.
Yeah, he does.
But he uses his translator, so you don't have to deal with people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I could get away with that, I would too.
You could.
You know, I can. I was drafted to the U.S.
Speaking Spanish.
No hablo inglés.
Yo no entiendo.
No entiendo. Nintendo. Can you play basketball?
Yeah, I can play.
Can you make a three-pointer?
It might take me 50 shots, but I'll make one. Hey.
How about one shot?
Prove it. You want me to prove it?
I want you to prove it. Prove it.
So wait. If I make it, what happens?
I give you a pat in the back.
I take your Shohei jersey.
No chance. No chance.
All right. I could say I'll make it before you. So we got to play Juan on Juan.
Oh, okay. We'll see who can make a shot first.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be Juan on Juan. Okay.
Juan on Juan.
For some Dodger tickets?
Juan on Juan.
Oh, we have to go to the Dodger game together.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. That's part of the bet. Oh, Aaron Donald retiring.
Aaron Donald retiring. I know. What about your Rams, dude? I mean, my Chargers lost Keenan and Mike Williams, but your loss is way bigger than our loss.
Yeah, we lost Aaron Donald.
I mean, I have never seen, that I can remember, the amount of quarterbacks and running backs moving.
Yeah.
And then we talk about Aaron Donald retiring.
Yeah.
That's been crazy this last few days. Like, the Steelers getting Russell Wilson and then trading for Justin Fields.
We got Garoppolo. I don't know how I feel about it, but we got Garoppolo as our backup quarterback now.
I know. I mean, they needed some more females in the stands, apparently.
They're calling him Hollywood Jimmy.
There you go.
He probably doesn't wear jimmies, right?
What does this mean for fantasy football for you guys? Any changes now?
Do you do fantasy football?
I love fantasy football. Okay. I actually lost in championship this past season.
All right, we'll have to play in the league then.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Swift is with the Bears now. Have Saquon with the Eagles, Eckler with the Commanders. You have Gus Edwards with the Chargers. You have Aaron Jones to the Vikings.
That's your whole team, bro.
The Packers signed. Who did the Packers sign? Josh Jacobs from the Raiders.
Barkley.
Yeah. Well, I talked about Swift and Tony Pollard to the Titans.
Yeah, that was a big
one. That's another one. And Derrick Henry to the Ravens.
Derrick Henry to the Ravens.
Joe Mixon to the Texans.
OBJ is gone from the Ravens, too.
Yeah. I know.
Damn, that's a lot of movement.
That's a lot of running backs. And then you got QBs. The Vikings, did they end up pulling off that trade for the fourth pick?
They traded rounds, they made a trade.
No, they made a trade so they could get a second pick in the first round.
Yeah.
And the follow-up was supposed to be so they can move up to the fourth pick so they could draft. Let's pull up Viking trades because that was a...
I saw Kirk Cousins got Sam.
They got Sam Darnold.
No, I know, but they from what I hear, they... Because from right here, which is... So this is my point.
Uh-huh.
If the Vikings did do that follow-up trade to move up to get the fourth pick, they're saying that they are going to trade or they're going to draft a quarterback. So that means 1, 2, 3, and 4 are quarterbacks, which means the Chargers can take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Ooh.
Instead of having to take either Adunze or Neighbors.
And do you think that's why they got rid of Keenan Allen then?
No, they got rid of Keenan Allen because they asked him if he wanted to take a pay cut, and he said no.
Yeah, there you go.
And they
wouldn't either. I mean,
they were left with like no money to do anything. And the one thing that Jim Harbaugh has done in every place he's been is he builds from the O-line out and the D-line out. So, I guess his point is, if Justin Herbert doesn't have time to throw the ball.
Yeah.
What's good in having receivers?
Correct.
Like, let's build a great offensive line and a good running game so he has time to throw to receivers. And if he has time, then it doesn't matter. Like, we can have other receivers and they'll still be open.
Yeah.
Because if they're tackling or they're sacking him before he even gets a chance, what's the point?
No chance. Did you see what Cam Newton said about Kirk Cousins?
No.
He said, "Who's your agent?"
Yeah.
Because he got, well, how much did he get? Like 101?
Well, have you seen that he's made over, like when this contract is over, he's going to make over, have been made over $400 million?
And he's won one playoff game.
I know.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I think I can play quarterback.
Prove it.
Let's go.
I hear you were a good quarterback in high school.
I could say I was above average. I think I was always the kid that I was like, hey, Jay, you play quarterback.
Okay,
I played quarterback
in high school.
Really?
Let's have a little throwing contest.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, we got to do a throwing contest. Yeah, let's put some targets and check that pigskin around.
Right now?
A little contest.
Right now?
Yeah. Prove it.
Let's go.
Let's talk about Caleb a little
bit. Okay. So I'm a SC fan.
All right.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Going number one pick.
Yeah.
Which he could have stayed another year, right? And made more money.
Probably made more money. Yeah.
And now he's going into the draft.
Did you hear the news about like that he's not going to look his teammates in the eyes until he earns their respect? Is that true?
I don't know.
That was like a thing that came out. Like there's been all these different like little weird things. Like he was talking about, what was the one before that? That he wanted ownership in the team.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Ownership of the team.
So ownership on the team. And now another one came out. And I don't know if they're true or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
But then this one came out that he told the who's drafting first?
The Bears.
He told the Bears
yeah.
that he will not look his teammates in the eye until he earns they earn his respect.
Well, I heard he don't even want to go to the Bears, so he's telling them, don't even draft me.
I mean, I don't know. I was the first overall pick, but you're not gonna go into professional sports and start telling the professionals that you're better than them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a recipe for that. Like you already
taste in their mouth.
Yeah,
right?
You know, like imagine the O lineman. He doesn't look him in the eye. Yeah. The O line's gonna be like, "Yep, go ahead." You know,
he's the number one draft pick, though.
I know, but the O line, his teammates don't care if he's not treating them well.
Hey, so when is he looking up in the eyes when they block a good blocker? Where do you think he's gonna start?
Exactly.
He's going to look at the floor.
Exactly. He's going to look at either the floor or the sky. You know? Hey, I'm not a fan of any of the stuff that's coming out with him. So the Cardinals have not made that trade yet. That's current? The Vikings have not made the trade with the Cardinals because supposedly the Cardinals are going to draft Marvin Harrison, right?
Yeah.
So then the Chargers are left with Neighbors or Adunze. And
Adunze is the receiver from Washington, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So those are the like, they don't know who the Chargers are going to go with. I guess they could go with Brock Bowers too, but then they just signed two tight ends. So I don't think they're going to go there. But the word is, or the report was that the Vikings, now that they have two picks, right? They have two picks in the first, scroll down a little bit. They have 11 and then they have 23, that they were going to trade those two picks plus more picks to move up.
Number 19 with the Rams. Look at
that. Yep, to move up now that they made that trade. So now they have the two. They'll do those two to move up to the fourth pick with the Cardinals and take a quarterback. Because now that, like, they signed Darnold to be the starter, but then they want to draft a high quarterback. So apparently they're high on, like, McCarthy or
think,
the other guys.
I think the Chargers should have got Jimmy G, man.
The Chargers should have gotten Jimmy G?
Yeah, yeah. Starting quarterback.
Yeah, we saw that he's not that guy. So
hey, Hollywood G.
I know, right?
He's good at other things, I guess, right?
I don't know what he. I mean, I guess he was a good quarterback at some point.
Hey, this is our first segment. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah. Yourself? Hey, I came inside your house, bro.
Hey,
I came in.
You had a good idea.
I had a goal, and I brought some beers.
Let's do it.
You want to go drink the beers right now?
Let's go.
All right, let's go. All right.